What about the issue of the arterial events? What do we know about at this point, both in terms of sort of what the incidence is and pathophysiology?
What we know about the incidence is that adding bevacizumab increases the risk of arterial thrombotic events, so to a very modest degree. We know a little bit about risk factors in that the risk seemed to be preferentially borne out by patients who were over the age of 65 or who had had previous arterial thrombotic events, particularly previous or recent MIs or previous TIAs or previous strokes, which is perhaps not surprising. If you're older and you've done it before, you're at greater risk of doing it again. But that's what we know. Now, if you look at the different disease trials, there actually seem to be less of a risk in the breast cancer trials than in some of the other trials. I suspect that's because our patients in our randomized trials tended to be a bit younger and a bit healthier than the patients who enrolled in some of the lung cancer trials or the colon cancer trials. But we certainly couldn't say that that risk was not seen in the breast cancer trials as well.
What about cardiomyopathy and bevacizumab?
So there are no reports of cardiomyopathy or congestive heart failure with bevacizumab in any of the trials that either did not give concurrent anthracyclines or were in patient populations who would not have been previously treated with anthracyclines. So this is really an issue specific to breast cancer, sarcomas, and leukemias where anthracyclines are used. The first indication of a potential issue actually came from our monotherapy trial in breast cancer patients. Two of those 75 patients had severe congestive heart failure, but they had both had previous anthracycline, they had both had previous left chest wall radiation, and one of them had progressive metastatic disease with pleural and pericardial involvement at the time of her symptoms. So it was a question, but impossible to know what the contribution of bevacizumab might have been.
So we don't know whether it's even related to it, or conceivably it might be a trastuzumab, maybe repair type thing?
I suspect it's probably the latter, but we don't have nearly enough data. In the randomized capecitabine trial, there were two patients with congestive heart failure in the capecitabine alone group, compared to seven in the capecitabine with bevacizumab group. Now, that sounds like there's an increase, but the overall event rate was so low that statistically those numbers were not different. In the E2100 trial, we didn't see any signal of congestive heart failure comparing the two groups. And in Sandy Swain's 21-patient experience, which is the only breast cancer trial that has given anthracyclines and bevacizumab concurrently, none of those patients had clinical congestive heart failure, but two of them had a decrease in their ejection fraction to less than 40%. And that's all we have from our breast cancer trials. There are two other small trials that have used bevacizumab concurrently with anthracyclines. One in patients with sarcoma that gave them 75 milligrams per meter squared of doxorubicin with each dose, and one with mitoxantrone in patients with refractory AML. And both of those trials had rates of clinical congestive heart failure that were over 10%, with about a quarter of the patients either having clinical symptoms or a decrease in their ejection fraction to something less than normal. And that's exactly why we're doing the adjuvant pilot trial, is that's the extent of our knowledge of combining bevacizumab with anthracyclines at this point. And it's enough to raise the question, but not enough to tell you if this is really prohibitive and should we design the trial to not give them concurrently. And not enough to let you design a rational monitoring strategy for a 5,000-patient trial without committing everybody to sequential cardiac monitoring for more than a year.
As far as I know, there's no actual launched phase 3 adjuvant study right now in the world. Is that true?
There certainly isn't in breast cancer.